Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Bernard?
What?
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Was that, I didn't know if that had that song ended so quickly.
Withholding Nothing, amen. By William MacDonald.
Amen, amen. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, you can continue.
Oh, well, praise the Lord, everybody's on the broadcast and all over the United States that the Lord allowed to tune in at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time here in California and all y'all different time zones. Welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection, A Time of Reflection. That's what we do. We call in God's faithfulness. A Time of Reflection, radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And that came out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time and 8 a.m. Her time in the Carolinas with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's a corporate prayer where we invite each and every one of y'all to come on and pray for 5 to 7 minutes. We're normally on 30 or 35 minutes as the Lord lead on each Sunday, and we allow the Lord to lead each Sunday. We thank the Lord for that prayer. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate you, and we are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and Evangelist Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we thank you and we praise you. And with that, we're going to turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Truly, it's a blessing to be in the land of the living. If I was able to sing a song, I would say, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day, amen, that the Lord has kept me. And I'm sure many of you all that are tuned in today, you can also have that same testimony. Just another day that the Lord has kept you. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing. We're excited about this week's Destiny Focus. Recall God's faithfulness. And I tell you, if you haven't been on the line Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you missed the treat. But I thank God again, because you can go back into the archives, amen, and you can listen to this these messages in their entirety. Amen. We had Dr. Winston Singleton with us on yesterday. Amen. Well, Monday we had Elder William Caldwell with us. Amen. And I tell you, we just have been enjoying Jesus. Amen. I had to recall back myself on Tuesday. We had Prophet Michael Davis with us. Amen. Sharing the anointed word of God. I tell you, it's a blessing. I call it a privilege and an honor, amen, to have a platform where we can minister the word of God on a daily basis. So, you know, God said there will be no excuses. Amen. You're inexcusable, O man, whomsoever ye may be. Amen. So there will be no excuses, because this gospel is going to be preached to every creature. Every man, every woman, every boy and girl will not be able to stand before God and say, we never heard about the gospel. We never heard the good news. Amen? Amen. So we're thankful for that. We have a powerful speaker today, and we're going to get right on in to the segment for today. We thank God. We see Sister Anita. Amen. Our first time on the line was yesterday. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. And we also see Minister William Caldwell. Amen. Amen. But we're going to go right on into our broadcast, and the speaker, amen, of the hour is none other than our own Minister Liberal Democrat. Amen. And he's going to come in whatever way the Lord would have him to come. Amen. He can open up with the word of prayer, sing his song, whatever the Lord lead on his heart today to give to us, we are going to receive it graciously. Amen, amen, amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour. Amen. Hail all the way out of Los Angeles, California. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I heard a voice saying, unmuted, muted, unmuted. Hallelujah. So he excited too. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. We got the lines excited today about the word. Amen to God. Recalling God's faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Somebody used to sing a song, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. The goodness and all that he done for me. I know he blessed you. Amen. I know he did something for you. I know he healed. I know he, amen, God got you up out of lack. Amen, amen. I know he did something for you, amen, that you don't testify about. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me, amen. My soul cries out hallelujah. Amen. And I thank him for saving me. And because of what he did, because of what he got me out of, because of what he did for me. Amen, yeah. Amen, amen, amen. I make it my business, amen, to take him with me everywhere I go. Amen.
Right.
It's like a praise. It's necessary. Amen. It's like a shield. It's like a protection. Amen. Some of y'all used to sing that song with us. Amen. So we're going to take you back for a little bit, because you know I like them songs. Amen. From back in the day. Hallelujah. Amen. We're just going to sing a piece of it, and then we're going to get back into the word. Amen. So we're going to ask all the armor bearers. Amen. All the pastors, all the evangelists. Amen. While we're singing this song, get your ropes ready. Get in the spirit. Amen. Because we got to bind the strong man, right? Amen.
Yeah.
Before we go into any message, before we do anything. Amen. So, amen, God, we want to put that in the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. Well, you got to find your place. Maybe you have to pull your car over. Amen. And get out your anointing oil, huh? Amen. Amen. Maybe you got to get ready to get down on your knees. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Whatever you have to do, you might want to mute your phone. That hallelujah. Amen, but whatever you got to do, amen, praise the Lord. We need you to do it, amen to God, because, amen, we're about to go before the throne of grace. Amen, but we're going to enter into the gate, amen, with thanksgiving and praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're getting feedback, so maybe somebody needs to turn something down. Amen, maybe turn a phone down, or amen, amen, turn your computer down. But we're getting feedback. Amen, and it's like, amen, he's repeating everything I say. So maybe can you guys hear it?
No, yeah, I can't hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right. I'm going to call right back in because it might just be me. I'm going to call right back. Hallelujah.
All right. Praise God. We thank God for this beautiful, beautiful time. And also how we're able to get on and get off. Can't do that but Jesus. Amen. So he's calling back in. Maybe it was his line. We're not certain, but he's back on the line. God bless you, minister.
Amen. All right. Amen. We back. Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, and it's not bad.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we tricked the adversary. We wanted him to get here because we got some ropes on this line. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, amen, going to be bound in heaven. Oh, they're going to echo. Hallelujah. But amen to God. Let them come on. Amen to God. Because we're going to do some binding today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, that man, me, I was on speakerphone, so I turned it off. So you should hear it.
Amen. That's all right. We're gonna sing it again. Amen, amen, amen. Because we got our ropes out right about now. We got some evangelists on this line, so he ain't ready. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. We got some pastors. We got some intercessors. And amen, some anointed men and women of God on here. So like I said, get your ropes out. Amen, amen, amen. We have a word on today. So take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Well, we need him on the phone everywhere you go. Should we need him on this phone everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere. Come on, come on, come on. Take the Lord God with you everywhere. Sounds like saying, come on, choir. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. If you're just tuning in, amen to God, we were just getting ready to go into our message, but we just wanted to get that song out. I just wanted to put that in the universe. Amen. Put something on your mind, amen to God, because we're talking about recall today. Amen. So when you find yourself in a situation, see, these things sound simple, but they are tools. And these songs, amen to God, when you find yourself in a situation, you're going to remember this song that you hummed. It might be tomorrow. It might be later on today. But you're going to find yourself in a situation, amen to God, amen, and you're going to be like, Lord, amen to God, I don't have my Bible with me. But God is going to still remind you about this song that you got me with you, and you have the access to me everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. So this is a tool. Amen. This is a tool right here. I want you, amen, to remember it. Amen, to hold on to it. Amen, amen, amen. And we're about to go into prayer. Amen. Those of you that have your Bibles, amen, amen, amen. We're going to go to the Psalms, the division of Psalms. Amen. The 121st division. Amen. Of Psalms. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you got it, you're listening on your iPad, your iPhones, go to BibleGateway.com and amen. Type in Psalms 121. You probably see they got a new screen up there now. You're like, they're changing things on us. Amen. So if you want the classic, you can click the old one. Amen. You can go back to amen to God. Hallelujah. The old screen and whatnot. Amen. All right. So we're going to just read. Amen, amen. These four verses, and then we're going to go into prayer. Amen, hallelujah. The verse, chapter 121, amen, and verses 1 through 4. Amen, hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Hallelujah. So understand today that we're talking about, this is a personal prayer. We're talking about you today because, amen to God, we're going to remind you that you have access, amen, to the Lord. You have access. When you can't do it and when you are bound and you find yourself, I cannot do it, you have access. Amen. So verse 2 says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, for he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And I want you to remember that because that's important. Because we're about to pray right now, and amen, we are talking about today recalling God's faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Now, I understand that, amen to God, when God made us, he made us in his image. But the thing that's different between us and God, God don't neither have to sleep and he don't get tired. And as I begin to recall God's faithfulness, I remember, amen, me and one of the bishops, we was coming to a revival, a convocation, and amen to God, it was time. We stayed up all night getting the church ready. Amen, all of a sudden, amen to God, I heard cars just beeping, amen, beeping. And I'm thinking I'm in the bed, like I hear it very, very low. And people are screaming and yelling, and I'm like, I'm in my house, so why should I hear all this screaming and yelling? You know how it is when you go, amen to God, and you forget where you're at, and you fall asleep driving. Amen, not only was I asleep, but the bishop was asleep. Amen to God, and I don't know how long we was driving, but we was driving. And amen, and as I was driving, I remember that I was hearing a skid on the side of the car. We was riding railing on the highway. And we've been doing that, and I'm just talking, we just read the scripture that God don't slumber or sleep. Mm-hmm. We find that, amen to God, that attribute of God saved my life. Amen. Because I was asleep and I was tired. And amen, as we begin to just ride, I begin to hear the horns. Amen to God, hallelujah. And they were beeping and people were screaming. Amen. And I begin to come to a little bit, and amen to God, I heard the little skidding on the car on the side going, skid. And it was just going, and it got the more I became awake, the louder the skid got. And after I woke up and whatnot, and I realized what was going on, amen to God, I woke up, and I looked to my right, and I seen people screaming at me and beeping, wake up, wake up, amen to God, amen, amen. And I was just like, and I shook myself. Little Bishop got up, and he was nervous, amen to God. And God had blessed us. I was able to pull the car over to the side, and the whole side of the car was tore up. Amen to God, hallelujah. But I thank God that the car did not flip over while I was asleep. I thank God, amen to God, that we didn't get in an accident and crash into nobody while I was asleep. Cars were moving out of the way. See, the Bible says that your gift will make room for you. In other words, your gift inside of you moves stuff out of the way, amen, when you are sleeping. And we are talking about recalling God's faithfulness. So, amen, as we begin to recall his faithfulness, that's what he did for me. But, amen, to God, you call in this line today because God found it necessary, amen, for you to go back in your mind and remember what he did for you.
Ah.
The word recall means remember or to take back. So, amen, some of you tuned into this message today, God just wants you to remember what he did for you. Remember who got you out, because you're going through something right now, and you need to be reminded that this is not the first time that I got you out of it.
All right.
Remember. Amen. And the other part, and the other half of the people who are listening in today, God is going to do a recall.
Mm.
You understand, when cars, when they go out, amen to God, they let them out. They went out defective. And the manufacturer said, amen to God, these cars all got something wrong with them, and I need them all to come back. Amen to God. That God is speaking through the message today. Amen, amen. As we get ready to pray and bind this strong man, many of you spiritual cars have gone out defective. You're going out preaching. You're going out and got married. You're going out and got ministries, but you're defective. Amen. Something is wrong with you. Amen. It's a problem. It's a situation. God is recalling today. It's no coincidence that you called into this line, because there's a recall going on today. And God is saying, amen to God, there are many of you that went out there defective, and I need you to come back. You done went somewhere. Amen. You done went here. You done left me. There's apostasy going on. People are leaving the congregation. They are leaving the faith. But you, amen, hallelujah, many are called, but few are chosen. You are chosen. So God had put you on the line today to recall you and tell you it's time to go back into my word. It's time to go back into me. It's time to come back. So as we pray, this is a recall. This is a recall. Maybe you are here today to remember what he did for you. Or maybe you're here today because there's a defection, a defectiveness going on inside of you. You left the lot with something wrong. You left out your house today and something was wrong with you. You left, amen to God, your congregation, amen, and something was wrong. Amen to God, hallelujah. When you left that marriage, something was wrong. Something still ain't fixed, amen. God got you in the line today because there's going to be a spiritual recall in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's time to get your ropes out. Spiritually. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. Every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, amen, every intercessor, every brother and sister, every man and woman of God who God has called in here today, there's going to be a spiritual recall. God, amen, God is letting us know, amen, God, that I don't sleep. Amen. I don't get tired. I don't have to eat like you eat. I don't have to, amen to God. My body don't go so far and give up like yours do. Amen. So I want you to access me today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Like I want you to do like that priest did when we talked about earlier. The priest would take these rocks and he would dip them in incense and hotness, and those rocks would smoke up the entire room, amen. He would walk back and forth with the smoke, and the smoke would begin to smoke up the room, and this is how he would call God into it, by saying, oh God, hallelujah, amen. The sweet smell of savor going up was the prayers, and amen to God. And when the prayer goes up, you recall God's presence wherever you at in the name of Jesus. I don't care where you are. You might not be in a tabernacle. You might be inside your car right now. You might not be in a tabernacle. You might be in your house right now. You might not be in a tabernacle. You might be at your job. But amen to God, get out your sweet smell of savor, which is the Holy Ghost. Get out your prayer today. Amen. Get out your spiritual rope today. Amen. We're going to praise him for a little bit. Amen to God. And we're going to repent for a little bit. And then we're going to bind. And then we can get into our message, recalling God's faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen to God. You got to get on your knees.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you want to walk with me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven in the name of Jesus, God. Amen. Somebody need to remember something, God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Somebody is on this line today because they're going to take something back. Amen. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to restore somebody back with something in the name of Jesus. But before you do that, God, amen. Somebody on this line today, amen, God. Hallelujah. Amen, God. Right now, we want to just repent, God, for anything that we said, anything that we thought, anything that we've done that might not have been in your will in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody needs to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Amen. Because when we get into this binding thing, we don't want no accusation. Huh? Come on, come on, come on, come on. We about to bind today. Amen. I don't need no weak ropes on this phone today, right? Amen. Because we got some binding to do. Hallelujah. Amen. How do you get your rope strong? Make sure you repent it. Amen. So there is no accusation in the name of Jesus. Amen. So you might want to begin to repent right now for whatever happened before you called into this line. Amen. To God, whatever you did, whatever you thought, amen, an hour ago, a day ago, a minute before you called in, amen, whatever it was, hallelujah, Lord, forgive me, Jesus, come on, come on, somebody, hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgiveness, amen, we speak that, we release that into this mind, oh God, hallelujah, amen, somebody, amen, you might need to forgive somebody, amen, but you don't want nothing hindering your rope. Amen, because I need you today to do some binding. Amen, on a message like this, there has to be some binding of the strong man. And the only way he going to get bound is if my sister use her rope, my brother use his rope, that pastor, that prophet use their rope, and we begin to bind him. Amen, but the only thing that makes your rope weaker, amen, when you don't recall his faithfulness. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody, oh, God, see, you can put your phone on mute, and we don't even know what you're saying. Amen to God. But you're talking to God because this is between you and God. David said, my help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Not only did you make God, you made me. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. I need you to bless me, God. I need you to forgive me, God. I need you to anoint my spiritual rope. In the name of Jesus. I need no condemnation, God. Oh, come on, come on, come on, somebody. Lord, I'm interested. I'm standing here for somebody who couldn't be on the line today. But, oh, God, because I'm here, Lord, I want you to bless them. Because I'm standing here, I want you to bless my sisters, bless my brothers, God, bless the husbands, bless, oh God, the wives, God, the people who couldn't call in the name of Jesus. I begin to recall your faithfulness, God. I begin to activate that thing that you put in this line right now. Somebody's still praying in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing entering into your room right now. There's an anointing entering into your phone line right now. Amen, because, amen to God, you came to the Lord like the Bible says. Now your rope is strong. Hallelujah. Lord forgave you. Lord forgive. See, this is the confidence. Not only will he forgive your sins, hallelujah, God will heal you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Begin to thank him for what he's done. Thank him for his forgiveness. Because if you don't thank him, that means you have not yet received the forgiveness. Amen to God. And that means you still can't get a prayer through. Amen. But we know all the tricks. Oh, God. So begin to praise him. Lord, I thank you. Amen to God for the forgiveness. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Whatever it was. Amen to God. You left it there at the altar. Amen. You left it tied up. Amen, amen, and you sacrificed that thing, and now you are ready to fight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, amen, amen, get the ropes out. Amen, the Bible says, whatever I bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. Amen to God. I need you to cover the message. Amen, hallelujah, and cover those that's going to hear the message today. Come on, come on, stop praying, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to cover this. Lord, bless the words today, God. Lord, bless the hearers of the word today in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Those that's listening now, amen, and those that's going to listen afar off in the name of Jesus. God, I need you to do a thing. Come on, come on, come on. In the name of, oh, come on, where them intercessors at? Where's that prophet? Where's that pastor? Where's that evangelist? Where's that apostle? Amen. I need you to get up and walk back and forth, amen, and decree and declare over the message and over them that's going to hear it today in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you're sitting down, I need you, amen to God, to rock, amen, back and forth, amen to God. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. And bind the strong man. See, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God. When you're called in today, amen, spirits followed you to the line. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through right now, amen, they followed you here. But amen, now that you got your brothers and your sisters on this line, I want you to bind them so when we get into the message, you can receive it and it can fall on good ground. I bind you, demon, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I bind them. I bind them. I have the authority. Amen. I charge everyone. I charge every pastor. I charge every evangelist. I charge every intercessor. I charge you, every man and woman of God on this phone, to begin to bind that strong man in your house, in your car, in your job, in the name, take your authority. I want you to begin to recall God's faithfulness, because God said, I gave it to you, and greater things shall you do. Because I go to the, come on, begin to bind. Begin to access that thing inside of you. Lord, amen to God, I might not have position in the church, but oh God, I know I got power to bind. And whatever I bind on earth, whatever, amen to God, I tie up, whatever I attach myself to, amen, it's going to be so in heaven in the name of Jesus. Somebody's still binding right now. Amen, amen, amen. Every demon leave this house. Every demon leave this phone line. Every demon leave that car. Every single demon leave that ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen, we begin to bind. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Now those that are hearing the message, begin to pray for one another that's listening to this word of God. Amen, begin to bind that strong man. Amen, that they can hear the word. Amen. That anointing will come over them right now, that they can be receptive to the word of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. From the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God, begin to move wherever they at, God. Move, oh God. Somebody walking back and forth with me right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind you, demon. We bind you, amen. We cancel your assignment in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We done it, we done it, we done it. The atmosphere is different now. Hallelujah, God is moving. Amen, God is doing a thing. Amen, amen. So we thank God, amen, amen, and God, for y'all helping us fight today. Amen. We thank God for those ropes. Look at your rope. Look at how powerful your prayer is. Look at how powerful that anointing was over on you when you was praying for your sister, when you was praying for this message. And the Bible says, iron sharpens iron, recalling God's faithfulness in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we have this assurity that God don't sleep, he don't slumber, he don't get tired, and he's everywhere at the same time. They say he is omniscient. He's everywhere. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. Hallelujah. So in the name of Jesus, we claim this over this message in Jesus' name. And we want to give you a word today, a word I was looking at. And on Independence Day, I was looking at this speech that Martin Luther King gave. And he was talking to this group of doctors and philosophers and therapists, and he noticed the problem right away was that they were giving people advice to get used to being suffering, and they were giving them medicine, and he said, you just need to adjust to that situation. And Martin Luther King got mad when he saw this. Just people were just getting adjusted to it. Either they just adjust. And if you didn't adjust to it, they put you on the medications. And that's what people do. Your children, if they're acting kind of different, they throw them on medication real quick. Everybody's throwing everything on medication. But what Martin Luther King said, he said, people, they need to be a creative maladjustment. Now, I want you to just look that word up, creative maladjustment, because this is what was going to help us, amen, recall God's faithfulness. Creative maladjustment. Now, why is it important that we talk about this word, amen to God? Why is it important what Martin Luther King talked about years ago. See, in other words, everything belongs to God, every movement, every person. Now, creative maladjustment is the development of strategies that keep us sane as we resist the philosophies and practices of inequality. I'm going to read that one more again, and then we're going to go into our message. The development, and this is what it is, it's called creative maladjustment. And I thought this was very important to what we're talking about today, this word. The development of strategies that keep us sane as we resist the philosophies and the practices of inequality. Now, why is that important? We came on the line today, and we're talking about recall God's faithfulness. Well, to recall God's faithfulness reminds us when I found myself in a situation like Samson did, God was able to, in spite of where he was at, to access, when Samson accessed who God was, even though he was messing with the enemy, God got him out. And we got somebody on the line today that's adjusted. In other words, you done got used to where you at. You done got used to your diagnosis. You done got used to, amen, how you living. You done got used to your lack. But I'm going to teach you today through this message. I'm going to give you a tool to be creative, maladjusted. I don't want you to adjust to it. I don't want you to get used to it. Because we're talking about on this line today, amen, recalling God's faithfulness. Now, we talk about if God don't sleep, and if God don't get tired, and if God done made everything, any problem that you in right now, God can get you out. So there's no reason for you to get adjusted to lack. There's no reason for you to get adjusted to living in the midst of drama. Because God said, amen to God, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Now let's look at this word. And I begin to look at that adjustment thing. I begin to look at people right now. I've been wrongly diagnosed, and they're just taking medicine. And they're taking medicine. You go in their houses, and they got all these medicines. And they said, and when they go to the doctor said, well, what's wrong with you? They said, well, I don't know. I got this pain, or I got that. So according to what you say, that's how the doctor begins to prescribe medicine for you. And then so you look around and a whole society of people is on medication. I'm looking at this call today. I'm looking at us today. And I want us to ask ourselves, and just be real with yourself, what have you adjusted to? What have you just accepted as this is how it's going to be? And not aiming to God, went to God like Samson. Samson had his eyes taken out. Samson had his hair cut off, and he lost all his power. But when he was standing between two pillars, come on, somebody, he began to say, Lord, and began to recall God's faithfulness. Lord, if you do it one more time, if you help me destroy my enemies, I want you to kill me with the enemy. And I'm telling you today that those of you that called in on this line, amen, God is not only going to destroy your enemy, he's going to destroy that adjustment spirit that you called in here with in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need a creative maladjustment moment right now. I called into this line, God, because I need you to help me to resist. Now, what am I using to resist? So this is what we're talking about today. You told me, amen, not to accept it, but amen to God, while I'm going through it, while those dogs are biting you. You remember the civil rights films when the dogs were attacking them and they were telling them to be nonviolent? What do you got when the dogs are coming at you to be adjusted, to be maladjusted, excuse me? What do you got? Somebody said, amen to God, I got a song. I got my Bible. I got my word. I got my God. But this is what we got to get back to. This is the recall that God is doing today. Everybody got used to something. Everybody done got used to, amen to God, amen, suffering. Everybody done got used to, amen to God, not reading the Bible. Everybody done got used to not having a prayer life. We done got used to it. We done got adjusted. But God got you on this phone today, amen to God, telling you he going to shake some things up in your life. He's going to shake some things up in your ministry. He's going to shake some things up in your house right this second. And so I'm telling you right now, amen, it's time, amen to God, to stop being adjusted to that thing and get maladjusted to it. I'm maladjusting, Lord. And this is what I'm doing right now. I'm getting maladjusted, amen to God, to regular now. Because God is going to take you to another level, amen to God. If you're going to recall God's faithfulness, what God done did before, amen to God, you got to access it. And how do I access it? Oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. I'm accessing it by remembering what he done for me. When we first talked about it, I told you I was on that highway, amen, and while I was sleeping, amen to God, I was crashing into things. While I was sleeping, I was unaware of what was going on, amen to God, and amen to God, I was just adjusted to that highway. Cars was moving out of my way, and I wasn't crashing into nobody, but amen to God, I still, amen to God, was in danger of dying. Somebody on this phone line today is in danger because you done got used to it. The world done built stores for you to get used to it. They got, amen to God, these centers set up that you can rent from them every week. They say, don't get out of your bad credit. Stay in your bad. They make you comfortable in your bad credit. Amen. We'll put a store, amen, called Rent-A-Center, where all you got to do is pay a weekly. Amen. You're going to pay twice what everybody else pays, but you're going to have what everybody else has. They try to make you comfortable, amen to God, with the check cashing centers. Amen to God. Amen to God. You don't got to fix your credit. You can stay just like you is, and we'll fix you with it. But amen to God, we're telling you today it's time now to come out, amen to God, of being content. It's time to come out, amen to God, of being satisfied. Amen. If you're going to recall God's faithfulness, God was never satisfied. Amen. The first thing Jesus said was, I thirst.
Hallelujah.
Amen to God. We're trying to put that in somebody in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody needs to say, I thirst right now and begin to walk with me, because if I begin to walk, I begin to step on the devil head, and I begin to say, I thirst. Mm-hmm. Amen to God, because I'm tired of adjusting to things that happen to me. I'm tired of getting used to it, God. I'm tired of this same demon, amen, meeting me at this job. I'm tired of this same demon meeting me at this bank. I'm going to come on, somebody. I'm tired of him stand there and thinking that he has authority to stand there. But it's time now to recall God's faithfulness. Somebody on this line has been between them two pillars. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm like Samson. I'm between two pillars. Amen to God, that's holding up,
amen,
amen, my enemies. In the name of Jesus, I'm between these two pillars, oh God. But oh God, in the name of Jesus, if you just do it one more again, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you just get in my hands, because the eyes is gone. See, amen to God. God said, I'm going to take your eyes out so you can't see it. Amen to God. I'm going to take something away from you. Amen. So you can't get the glory for yourself. You're going to need to understand that it's me that's doing it. Amen, amen, amen. When you got poison inside of you. Many of you, amen to God, right now, there was a story about the snakes. Amen to God. And everybody, amen, amen to God, God had got them out of Egypt. And he moved them out of Egypt. But they wasn't eating the food that they wanted to eat. Amen to God. So they began to mumble. Amen to God. And God sent snakes. Amen, amen to God. And how many of y'all understand, amen, that the snakes are situations? Amen. And you're finding situations are affecting you right now. Amen. And many of us, amen, got a adjusted to them snakes. You are sitting in your house with a snake bite, amen to God, and you being affected by it. Amen, amen to God. It's affecting your the way you walk. Amen. It's paralyzing you. Amen, amen. Some of you, amen, your nervous system, amen to God, you can't move because you've been bit by a snake. But amen to God, God said, amen, if you just get that snake, I'm going to show you to get the thing that's affecting you. Amen. If you begin to recall God's faithfulness, he said, I'm going to use that thing that's affecting you to bless you. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they took the gold from Egypt and they melted it and made furniture for the church. God said, I'm going to do the same thing. The thing that's bothering you, I'm going to use to help you. In the name of Jesus, Oh, I'm between these two pillars in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I begin to recall God's faithfulness. Amen. I told you today, amen, of God, the word recall, somebody is going to remember and somebody, amen, of God, is going to take something back. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let's go to the memory. Amen, of God, right now. Remember, remember, remember. Remember what God did for you before you called into this line. Remember who you serving now. Remember what God did in the Bible day, and remember what he did for you on yesterday in the name of Jesus. I see God moving right now. Amen. I thirst. Oh, come on, somebody. I thirst. Amen, of God. I'm not satisfied no more. I thirst. And when you begin to thirst, amen, of God, something begins to happen to the body. Amen. Because when you begin to crave a thing, the body automatically, the GPS comes on, and you can find where the water at in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can sit in the place for so long. Amen, of God. And the Bible said these men said, why sit we here until we die? I've been sitting here, God, and I don't see no water, God. I've been sitting here, God, and I'm still thirsty. And God said, amen, God, it's not going to be just me, but I'm going to use your feet, amen, God, because I made them feet, and I'm going to tell you to walk by faith and not by sight. That's why I took away Samson's eyes. I don't want you to see nothing. I just want you to get up and start walking. You called into this line. You ain't know how you was going to get out of what you was in. But God said, I don't want you to begin to see it. I want you to just believe it. See, but then you begin to recall, remember what I did for you before. Hallelujah. Just thirst for it. Lord, I thirst. I thirst for what you did last year. Lord, I thirst for what you did, amen, to God, a month ago in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm recalling God's faithfulness. Now, Lord, how can I recall your faithfulness? How can I do it, God, when I'm at battles and whatnot? How can I do it, amen, to God, when I'm going through in the name of Jesus? They got a word called civil disobedience. And I'm calling everybody on this phone today, amen, to God, hallelujah, who had their ropes out. Amen, amen, to God, I'm calling on you. Amen, amen. A civil disobedience is an active, professed refusal to obey certain laws. Amen, in the name of Jesus. I told you earlier that we serve a God that don't sleep and a God that don't get tired. But the laws in your body tells you that, amen, your body going to have to sleep. Your body going to have to get tired. Amen, your body going to give up. Your body ain't going to want to do it. But if you become civil disobedient right now, amen, in remembering God's faithfulness, and you saying, amen, even though, amen to God, my body tells me what I got to do, I begin to actively, amen, refuse to obey certain laws, certain demands and commands of the government of occupying international power. Amen, there's something occupying where I need to be at, Lord, and I need to disobey it in the name of you. When something telling me, amen, don't turn your plate down, amen, I need to become civil disobedient because, God, if you're going to take me over there, amen, of God, if I'm going to recall your faithfulness, amen, if I'm going to get something back, amen, of God, I got to fight for it. Somebody say, I got to fight for it. Amen, amen, amen. See, this is what we're doing today. Every time we do messages like these, we got to fight. Hallelujah. You got to become civil disobedient. They do sit-ins, amen, like back in the day. Amen. They said, we're not going to move until you serve us too in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to get down on your knees, and God told you he's going to do something, and then you got up. But being a civil disobedient, you said, Lord, I'm going to get back down on my knees, and I know you blessed my neighbor. I know you blessed my sister. I know you bless somebody else, but God, I'm not going to get up until you bless me too in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm not going to get up until you bless me too. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to get down on their knees right now as we are speaking this message in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm not going to get up until you bless me too. Amen. By the time somebody get up off their knees when this message is over, amen. See, this is how you recall God's faithfulness. Amen. See, hallelujah. Amen. It's due to fight. You do like God told you to do. I get on my knees and whatnot. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. The high priest, when they would go into the temple, amen to God, they would get down on their knees to eat. Amen. Somebody want to eat right now. Somebody wants something from God right now. You got to get down on your knees. The high priest got down on their knees, and then they put that table of shortbread in their mouth. I'm offering you the table of shortbread. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, amen, and God. We're going to recall God's faithfulness. How am I going to do that? Amen, God. You got to eat in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody just need to get on their knees right now. Lord, I ain't been on my knees in a minute. But, God, I got to recall that thing. I got to recall your faithfulness, God. Amen, amen. Lord, I got to ask access you because, amen, God, I want more prophecy. God, I want more word of knowledge. I want somebody in my church getting baptized. Amen. I want somebody in my church getting saved. But before they do any of that, God, before the church can eat, amen, God, amen, the priest got to eat, the woman of God's got to eat of that prayer, that man of God's got to eat. So I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. Amen. If they're finding you, get on your knees right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. If you want to eat, I'm not going to get up until you bless me to, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Somebody else just got down on their knees. Amen. This is how you recall God's faithfulness. Amen. Recall. In other words, get information from. Amen. How do I get information from him? How do I get him to talk back to me? Amen, amen. You got to be down there long enough. Amen, amen, amen. There's a loading process. When you get on your computer, amen to God, you see that long bar and it's loading. You got to wait until it boots up in the name of Jesus. Some of us get up off our knees before we boot up. But God's saying right now, if you get down on your knees, amen, 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 and stay down there long enough, you're going to boot up and you're going to get a hold of something in me. And you're going to find out that when you pray, because you stayed down long enough, amen, I'm going to begin to move things in your life. Amen. Your gift going to start making room for you. Oh, come on. Somebody's still praying right now. How is somebody booting up right now? Somebody got obedient and got on their knees in the name of Jesus and begin to pray right now. Lord, in the name of, I'm recalling your faithfulness. God, I'm staying on my knees during the message. I know it's unordinary. I know I ain't usually do it when the man and woman of God begin to preach. But, oh, God, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to get down on my knees, and I'm going to stay down here while the preacher is preaching, amen, for you to boot me up in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody boot me up. I got somebody walking with me right now. Lord, boot me up. Amen. Somebody need to be rebooted. You called into this line. It's been a while before you felt God. It's been a minute, amen, to God, before you got a prophecy. It's been a minute, amen, to God, before you got a hold of God. But you still got access. But you got to stay down long enough to get booted up in the name of Jesus. You see what's happening now? Somebody begin to pray. Somebody got their rope out. Somebody said, amen to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We got some more demons. Amen. This man of God is preaching. This man of God's got some demons upset. We talking about booting up. Amen. The devil got mad. But amen, when the devil got mad, somebody else got down on their knees and bound up that strong man in the name of Jesus. See, this is what happens when he gets bound. Hallelujah. Somebody getting booted up right now. See, I guarantee you, if you was obedient to this word of God today and you on your knees right now, God is rebooting you right now. Amen. How many of y'all need a rebooting? Amen. I called in here, God. Hallelujah. I'm being civil disobedient now. Amen. My mind tells me to get up, but I'm going to stay down. My body tells me don't fast, but I'm going to keep on fasting. My mind tells me not to read the Bible, but I'm going to, oh, come on, somebody. Open up your Bible and begin to read as we preaching. Amen. We're going to reboot you today. We're talking about recalling God's faithfulness. Amen. How do I do it, God? Thy word have I hidden in thy heart that I might not sin against me. Amen. Somebody called in to get rebooted today. Amen. I want somebody to read their Bible. Amen. Somebody begin to pray as this message is going on. The Bible says, amen, one man sang and one man prayed and God came down. I'm talking about recalling God's faithfulness. God is faithful. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You take one step to him, he going to take two to you. Oh, come on. Somebody got rebooted. Somebody just got rebooted. In the name of Jesus. Somebody need to yell out, give God a Shabbat prayer. I'm rebooting in the name of Jesus. I'm rebooting. I'm rebooting. I'm rebooting in the name of, come on, come on. Get that Bible out. Find it. Find it. Find your Bible. And if you ain't got a Bible, go on BibleGateway.com. And God's going to give you a message. God's going to give you a word just for you in the name of Jesus. See, this is how we begin to recall. God say, what do I recall, God? In other words, I got access. Amen. The Bible says that God has the angels going up in heaven and down in earth. They go back and forth, you understand me? Amen. Jacob had that vision of angels going into the heaven and they coming into the earth. See, this is what happens when you begin to reboot. You don't just walk in earthly places. You walk in heavenly places. God can take your spirit up. Amen, amen. John said, amen, I don't know whether I was dead or alive. Amen, amen, but I saw something in the name of Jesus. I want you to stay out on your knees and reboot until you see something in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, somebody. God is going to make you see something. Amen. I'm talking about recalling God's faithfulness. Somebody praying right now in the name of Jesus. God, I'm getting rebooted. I'm getting rebooted. I'm getting rebooted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what's going on in my hands right now. I ain't worried about other folk on the line, but I'm getting rebooted in the name of Jesus. I'm getting the word back. I'm getting rebooted in the name of, oh, come on, somebody walking with me. I'm getting rebooted right now. See, this is what happens. See, this is what warfare. When you do these kind of messages, it's warfare. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Telling people to be civil disobedient. Telling them, everybody else, there are laws telling you you can't do it. The law tells you, amen, you're going to get tired. There's a Bible. The Bible, the body tells me you're going to get sleepy after a while. The body tells me I'm going to get hungry after a while. But in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There the echo go again. That's all right. We're getting rebooted. We're getting rebooted. We're getting rebooted in the name of Jesus. That's what's happening now. When you look over at your husband, amen to God, he's starting to come to church. He's getting rebooted in the name. You look at your children, and they're asking you, Mama, can I come to church with you? They're getting rebooted in the name of Jesus.
Mama,
when you wake up in the morning and you don't have that same pain that you had you went to sleep, I said, you're getting rebooted in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting rebooted. I'm recalling God's faithfulness. Amen. In other words, I got access to it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I need you to do a thing. I need you to move, God. But before you move, amen, reboot me. Before you do it, reboot me in the name of Jesus. Reboot my prayer life in the name of Jesus. Reboot me, oh, God. Hallelujah. The anointing. Re-anoint me, God, in the name of Jesus. Reboot me, God. Get in my hands, God. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Somebody feel their hand being rebooted now. God's going to, amen, bless somebody with the laying on of hands. Amen, amen, when you lay hands on people. Somebody going to get healed. Why? Because you got rebooted in the name of Jesus. Because you got back on your knees. Amen, you begin to recall. How do I recall? There's information coming from heaven. It's coming from heaven, and it's coming to earth. And it's coming to earth, and it's coming inside of me. Amen, and there's a circular thing going on right now. As you are praying, prayers are going up and revelation is coming down. Prayer is going up, amen, and rhema word is going down inside your spirit. Somebody walking with me right now. Reboot me, Lord. Reboot me, Lord. Hallelujah. Reboot my ministry in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Reboot the word in me in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, reboot, reboot, reboot. Oh, somebody reading right now. Amen. I charge you. I charge everyone on this phone to pick up a Bible and begin to read something while we are preaching. I charge every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, every amen of God intercessor, every brother and sister that's listening. God got a rhema word just for you, like Sister Ruby say, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. If you ain't got no Bible, you in the wrong place. Go to the go to your computer, BibleGateway.com. You ain't got no excuse. Amen. Stop rebooting. Stop rebooting in the name of Jesus. As I'm walking, reboot. I'm going to walk and you going to reboot. I'm going to pray and you going to reboot. Come on, come on. Let God speak to you. Amen. This is how I begin to recall God's faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, right now I feel it. Oh, God, I'm between these two pillars in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, these buildings about to fall in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Not only, amen, those things, oh, God, that was hindering things. They're going to die, God. But those spirits are going to die. Oh, God, we bind it. All them strong men that were standing around while I was preaching. All those strong men that were standing around while they was listening. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. As you begin to reboot them, God, let them fall one by one in that house. Oh, come on, come on, come on. In the name of Jesus, they are falling. Amen. Demons are falling around you because you're being obedient. You are reading. Amen. Somebody else pray. Amen. Some of y'all pray. Some of y'all read. Some of y'all pray and some of y'all read. Some of y'all pray and some of y'all read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're killing demons today on this phone. Hallelujah. Demons are falling, amen, God, in your house. Demons are falling, amen, God. They're getting out your car. Demons are falling right now. They're getting out your ministry. Demons are falling. They're coming out your prayer group. Demons are falling. They're walking away from your family. It's too much prayer in here. It's too much anointing in here. Somebody messed around and rebooted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, I told you this like revival. Amen. When God's rhema come in, the devil got to go out. Amen. Hallelujah. When I begin to recall God's faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I got used to, hallelujah, amen, loving God. I got used to watching the anointing beat him up. But there was a time that I used to get used to. I said, Lord, amen. Hallelujah. It's too much of a fight. Amen. To preach this thing. It's too much of a fight. Amen. To get this message out. But amen to God. I ain't got used to losing. I ain't got used to being defeated. In the name of Jesus. I got used to taking the Lord God with me. Every single where I go. If I'm going in a battle on the prayer line, I'm taking God with me. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Somebody's still praying. Somebody's still reading. See, this is booting. You booting up right now. Hallelujah. That's word. Look at them. That's revelation. Amen, amen, amen. Recall, recall, recall. Somebody said, amen, amen, amen. But I never knew this before. How can I remember this? Now, see, you got access. See, when I need to recall information, you walk up to the information. You just put your USB in there, and you just download it to it, and you can take that USB wherever you need to go. Well, I'm talking to somebody. See, you ain't got to keep it on this line. Amen. When you download it. Amen. After you don't finish rebooting it, you can just pull your USB out, and you can go home and take it to your computer. Oh, God, hallelujah. And amen to God. And you only got to take it home to your computer. You can take it over to this prayer group. After you finish rebooting over there, amen to God, you can be, amen to God, a help desk. Well, I might got a help desk on this phone. Hallelujah. Amen to God. People need to be rebooted. Amen. God might have you going all over your neighborhood rebooting. Amen, amen. Well, I used to pray. Amen to God. But the man of God, I heard a testimony the other day. Said, amen to God, amen, Bishop, amen, Singleton. Amen, how he went in, amen, to a home. Amen, and got that whole house rebooted. Well, I'm talking to somebody. I'm telling you, amen to God, when you get your mind on God and you begin to recall God's faithfulness, amen, and you begin to access him, Lord, amen to God, I know they say their son is bad. I know they say their daughter's bad. But, oh, God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Oh, come on, somebody got a hold of that angel. Amen, amen, amen. You getting disjointed. Holding on to this thing that God gave me. Some of you been holding on to this word that God said, I'm going to deliver you from this. And many of you got disjointed like when that angel, when that Adonai angel kicked him and dislocated, amen, his body. Dislocated, amen, to God, the bones in him. But he ain't let go. Some of y'all been hurting, amen. But I'm telling you today that God held you on for this message. He said, I want you to hear this. By the time you get up from prayer, by the time you get up from reading, amen, you're going to be rebooted. Amen, amen. I'm going to do a thing in your ministry. I'm going to do a thing in your body. I'm going to do a thing in your house. I'm going to do a thing to those that are assigned to you. Amen, because you was obedient. Hallelujah. Well, come on, give God the praise. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Somebody being rebooted right now. Lord, I'm being rebooted. Lord, I'm being rebooted. I'm being rebooted in the name of Jesus. I'm like, oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen, amen. He fought all night long. Amen. Joseph said, I'm not going to let this angel go. Amen. So I know I felt something. Amen. He felt the kick, and it probably hurt, but he said, I'm not letting go. Amen. He fought him all night long. Some of y'all still holding on to it. I want you to keep reading. This message ain't over yet. Keep reading. Amen. If you ain't reading, keep praying. In the name of God. I want you reading something, well, I want you praying. Hallelujah. See, this is how we going to recall God's faithfulness. See, it ain't you. It ain't about you, right? It ain't about you. Amen. It's about that anointing coming in. The Bible says, when the anointing coming, because of the anointing, that yoke going to be destroyed. Another demon just dropped out your house. Hallelujah. Somebody done got rebooted, huh? Come on, come on, come on, come on. When you reboot like this, amen, you affect the act atmosphere around you. Amen. When they begin to do those sit-ins, they didn't just affect the people in that city. Somebody began to watch them in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that know you not that you are our living epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Amen.
Yeah.
People are watching you right now. They are watching you when you walk out your house. They are watching you, amen of God, when you leave and when you go to church. They're watching you, amen of God, when you're going through stuff. But amen of God, when you be rebooted, your computer acts differently. Some of y'all done got some antiviruses, amen, on your computer. Amen of God, and your computer ain't been acting right. You done went somewhere to some site, that some place unfamiliar, and now your computer acting slower. It can't move fast as it used to no more. Amen. It don't work like it used to. Amen. You got ads popping up all over your computer. How many of y'all walking through your day and ads keep popping up in your mind? Why don't you sin?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you do this?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you go on and cheat? Why don't you go on and get off your fast? Ads are popping up. Amen. But when you get that antivirus, amen, inside of you, amen, somebody begin to load it on your computer. After a while, amen, those pop-ups begin to stop. Amen. When you get up off your knees today, hallelujah, when you get, amen, back to God today, amen, when you get rebooted today, amen, those pop-ups going to stop in the name of Jesus. Those bad habits going to stop. God going to take them away from you. Amen. Somebody said amen when I called into this line. Amen. I was a smoker. But don't you know the pop-up stopped? Amen. A week going to go by.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. No pop-ups. Amen. A month going to go by. No pop-ups. Somebody else, amen, took a vow of celibacy. They said, Lord, I couldn't go a week without no man. Lord, I couldn't go a week without a woman. But after a while, the pop-ups going to stop. Amen. And the booting going to go right. And the antivirus going to shut them down. And they're going to clean your computer. And God's going to open up your spiritual eyes and show you a demon. Like when a demon called in a line the other day. God gave the prophet of this line. He gave her discernment and showed her you got one virus on your line in the name of Jesus. Do you want to, amen, get them through? You want to get rid of it? Or do you want to quarantine it? Hallelujah. She said get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you come off this message, amen, you're going to be able to, amen, not only quarantine those demons, but you're going to be able to get rid of them in the name of Jesus, because I'm recalling God's faithfulness. I understand that the power not in me, but it's in God. And if God, amen, begin to do a thing around me, he get on the outside and begin to affect. Amen. They call it Shekinah glory. Moses came down from the mountaintop. Amen. Amen. They got the glory. God said, I just showed you my back. Hallelujah. I just showed my back to you. And look how you're shining. How many of y'all even been on this call and you think God turned his back on you? Amen. But now you feeling anointed. Now you feeling blessed. It took seeing God's back for you to get blessed. It took seeing God's back for you to pray more. It took seeing God's back for you to fast more. It took seeing his back for you to get anointed like you are. Oh, somebody need to praise him right now. Hallelujah. I saw his back. Amen. Amen. He said, Lord, you turned your back on me. Amen. Prayers wasn't being answered. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I saw people around me getting blessed, but amen, I wasn't getting blessed. I saw people around me, amen, getting healed, but I wasn't getting healed. Amen. I felt like you turned your back on me. But when you begin to recall God's faithfulness, amen, you begin to thank God for the back. Somebody said, Lord, I thank you for your back. Amen. Come on, come on. I need somebody to say, I thank you for your back. Amen. When it looked like you walked away from me, God. When it looked like you turned your back away from me. Amen. You just tell me, amen, you setting me up. Amen. God, you couldn't take my whole body. So I'm going to do like I did Moses. Amen. I'm going to turn around and show you my back. See, there's a blessing when it seems like God turned his back on you. Or somebody catch this revelation. There's a blessing when it seems like God turned his back on you. Because eventually, you coming down from that mountain like Moses did. You're going to come down from that mountain, not like everybody else, but you're going to be a glowing. You're going to have Shekinah glory on you. Why? Because if God turned his back, amen, there's more power in his back, amen, to God, that's in, oh God, any one of your people's, amen, front. in the name of Jesus. God got power in his back. Somebody says power in God's back. Amen, amen, amen. So somebody said, amen, look like God done turned his back on you. Your children ain't saved yet. Your husband ain't saved yet. Your wife ain't saved yet. You done lost your job. It looked like God turned. So that just means he about to bless me, because I remember what happened to Moses when he turned his back on Moses. When he said, okay, Moses, look at my back. In the name of Jesus. And Moses got blessed. Amen. And Moses got a word. He got a rhema word. He came down with some tablets. Amen. And even led a whole nation. Oh God, from just that one conversation, from just that one God turning his back. Imagine what God can do to you if he turned his back on you one time. Hallelujah. Amen to God. What if he turned his back on you two times? What if God turned his back on you three times? Some of y'all say, Lord, it seemed like I can't feel you. I feel like I can't get a prayer through. Amen, but your back, when God put his back on you, that make you pray more. Amen, that make you pray on these prayers, Lord, like, Lord, why have thou forsaken me? God ain't never went nowhere. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means everything inside of it belongs to me. Every piece of sweat belongs to me. Every word that come out of every single mouth, every sentence, every poem belongs to me. From the rising of the sun to the going down to the sea. Don't you know I'm the one that made the heaven and the earth? So there ain't no way in the world I forsake you, because I'm always there. Oh, hallelujah. But when I show you my back, hallelujah, that means I'm about to bless you. Hallelujah. Okay, you can get up and begin to praise him. See, you rebooted now. Huh? Come on. You need to give God the praise. Amen, God, because you done got rebooted. Amen. This is how you recall God's faithfulness. Amen. Something you have to do. You have to pray to access it. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. There are things that you have to do to access, amen, another level in Jesus. Oh, God, now that you got me here. Amen, amen, amen. I thank you. God, give me the wisdom. Amen. I got some rebooting to do. Amen. Those in my prayer groups. Amen. It's time for them to be rebooted. We're going to have a reboot night. Amen to God. Everybody just going to come back. Amen. And pray. And we're going to have a reboot night. Amen. Somebody might just going to read one night. We're going to have a reboot night in the name of Jesus. We might going to just come and have terror service. Amen. At our buildings, at our congregations. We're going to have a reboot night in the name of Jesus. From this prayer. Amen. It's not just for this piece. We got kings and queens on this line. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, amen, and God. We got missionaries on this line. We got ministries on this line. Amen. So we charge you, amen, to go back and reboot your people. Go back and reboot people.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and reboot those that are assigned to you. Go back and reboot your family. Go back and reboot, amen, those, oh God, that God had assigned to you, that got gifts inside of them. And they saying, my gift ain't working. I don't feel nothing. That's because you ain't been rebooted. Amen. Charge your people. Put some of your people on fast in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Charge your ministers. Charge your pastors. Charge your elders. Amen, amen. It's time to get rebooted. Amen. I got, I'm claiming some souls to get baptized. Amen. It's time to get rebooted. I'm claiming this city. It's time to get rebooted in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming health. Amen. When people walk into the building, amen, I don't even want to have to pray for them. But when they just walk through the doors, I want healing that affect them in the name of Jesus. Amen. When they come on this prayer line, amen, to God, they don't even need to do a request. But as soon as they come on, while the preacher is preaching, I want healing to go through their bodies in the name of Jesus, because we are rebooted. Oh, we got some rebooted people on this line in the name of Jesus. Get your ropes back out. See, now your rope is going to be a little bit stronger. Your spiritual rope. The Bible says whatever you bind on earth going to be bound in heaven. See, it wasn't strong enough a while ago to get those that were lingering. Hallelujah. Oh. Amen to God. But when you reboot it, oh God, hallelujah, those that didn't run,
hallelujah,
those that didn't just fall out, amen, I want you to begin to bind with me in the name of, see, this is how we recall God's faithfulness. God is faithful. Amen to God. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to slumber. I'm not going to get tired from holding this rope around this demon. When you get tired, I'm going to still choke his neck in the name of Jesus. When you get tired, I'm going to still step on him. All you got to do is reboot. Amen. Access, access, access. Amen. Give me the authority. Let me do it. God said, let me do it. Amen. The only way you can let him do it, amen, you got to reboot. Amen. Somebody got rebooted right now. Lord, right now, right now, right now, that house. Amen. You know what house it is. Oh, God, I need you to bind right now. Come on, come on, men and women of God. Amen. There's a house. Amen. There's a spirit running around. There's a strong
oh,
man
yes.
in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. But, amen, I need you to bind right now. Hallelujah. Not you don't been rebooted. God did not just fix your computer. Amen, amen, for you, amen, and God not get rid of viruses, right? Amen. There were some viruses running around in these houses. Yes, the Bible said that the husband is sanctified by the wife. Amen. But in the midst of that, there's a process. A strong man needs to be bound. And amen, she can't do it by herself. Huh? Come on, somebody. She need her brothers and sisters. Oh, come on, come on, come on. I need, amen, somebody, amen, ain't afraid to pray. Amen, begin to bind. Amen, that authority. You see, now you rebooted. Amen, there's an anointing on you that's stronger. There's anointing on you. That thing, that gift that was already inside of you, something just got activated because you rebooted. And it wouldn't work before because you had to reboot it. Amen, amen. I need to refresh my signal. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to refresh my signal. That's all. That's all. That's all. Amen. God just wants you to refresh your signal. He said, you ain't talked to me in a while. Just refresh your signal. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Somebody next to you, amen to God, tell me, go and just refresh your signal. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. If it's your child listening with you, amen. Amen to God. Your husband, your wife, amen. Refresh your signal. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Refresh your signal. Walk through your house and just talk to people in your house. Refresh your signal in the name of Jesus. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. Amen. Because all of a sudden, amen to God, there's an interruption going on. Amen. And you have to recall the signal. You have to recall God's faithfulness. And this is what we do on this line. And this is why you called in today. Amen. You called in to help me fight, because I was fighting for this message. You don't hear me? I said we was fighting. Amen. When you talk about, amen, recalling God's faithfulness, amen, how people can get their back in God, amen, that's why I thank God I'm praying on this line. I thank God I was preaching on it, because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. Somebody got that big rope out. Amen, amen, and begin to bind. Amen. That's what this ministry is about. See, this is the deliverance ministry. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Yes. People call in here.
Hallelujah.
There's spirits that call in here with people. Amen.
Yes.
But when you begin
yes.
to pray, amen to God. Some of y'all prayed before you called in because you understood the spiritualness of this thing. Hallelujah.
All right.
But when you got rebooted, God did a thing in you. Amen, amen, amen. What you going to do, amen, when you feel like you can't make it, you're going to refresh your signal. The song says, when you feel like you can't make it, hallelujah. And when you feel like you can't take it, somebody said, don't, hallelujah, give, hallelujah, up, hallelujah. Somebody said, don't, hallelujah, give, hallelujah, up, hallelujah, don't give up, hold on, and don't give up. That's what you need to do. Somebody, amen, I want you to tell you this with yourself before you hang up this phone. I'm going to refresh my signal. Will you do that? I'm going to refresh my signal. In my house, in my prayer group, in my ministry, with myself, I'm going to refresh my signal. I got to understand whose control this, whose body this is. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something I have to do on this planet. And in order to do that, I got to stay connected. I have to recall God's faithfulness. Whatever it takes, I have to refresh my signal in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. God bless you. Amen, Sister Ruby. Amen, God. Evangelist Bernard, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Renew. Refresh. Recall. Remember.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be taken aback. Hallelujah. Woo! Nothing I can add. Y'all going every round. Growth.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Growing and understanding what God wants us to recall. Some things we recall on our own, but it's some things God wants to recall. Ah!
Yes.
This man of God have ministered the word today. All I can do is open up the line. Maybe you all have something to say, but I'm receiving it. I'm eating the whole scroll today.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Lord. Bless your name, God. Bless your name.
A word. This was fire. God has been sending fire.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
And you know what's
bless
happened.
Your name. Bless your name.
Glory to God. Woo! If it don't burn you, it's going to cleanse you. Hey, you don't know about fire.
Thank you,
hallelujah. If it don't burn you, it's going to cleanse you. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
So we bless the Lord. I'm going to turn it on over to Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. She can open up the lines in the name of Jesus. Ah!
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
I just open the lines and let y'all have it. Say, we're going to go. Lord have mercy. What can you say? Reboot.
Have your way, Lord.
We're going to, we got quite a few on it, and some have left off for this reason. We're going to 908-6744. Prophetess Lola.
Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father, God Almighty. We're sending it to you for the time and honor. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
To make way. Oh, sending it to you, Lord, Father. We thank you for the holy attention.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your holy hand upon us, Lord God. Always giving us a way to get it better. Glory to God. In each day, God, thank you for this honor, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you.
Jesus.
For
hallelujah.
Man of God of energy and love and excitement and zeal, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, we thank you for what you're doing with him, Father, and what there'll be no backlash or harm whatsoever, Lord God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
any way
hallelujah,
of his pathway, Lord God, hallelujah, in any form of what he is in himself, Father God, both physically, mentally,
Jesus,
spiritually, and in
Jesus,
the spirit realm
Jesus.
And in the natural, Lord God.
Ooh, yes,
thank
God.
You, God. Have a great protection, Lord God. Hallelujah, let
hallelujah,
it be matched, Father
hallelujah,
God,
hallelujah,
great
Lord.
Mercy of your greatness, Lord God, ooh, to make him feel so refreshed and honored, Lord God, into something more. Hallelujah, of your greatness like never before, but with joy, with peace, hallelujah, hallelujah, and great strength, mighty strength,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
so we thank
hallelujah,
you that nothing
Lord.
Has been taken, Lord, but added to him, Lord God, hallelujah, in his pathway, free, Lord God, free from
hallelujah,
all evil and every
hallelujah.
Form of it. Of it, Lord God, every activity of it, Lord God, is not permitted. So it is declared and decreed in Jesus Christ's holy anointed name. And we thank you, Lord God, that we count that soul for the entire line, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
all the people,
hallelujah,
God,
hallelujah, Lord.
Lord God, and what's going forth in the ministry, Father God. Hallelujah, the support
hallelujah,
system,
hallelujah,
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Person has, Father God, that no enemy, no evil can have, Lord God, or have permission to, Lord God. We declare it so right now in the mighty name of our holy Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, because you have the mission in us, Lord God, and we're obedient to do it, Father. We want it, we ask for it, we claim it, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
All right,
Holy Ghost.
Success all over and everywhere and every form in Jesus Christ's holy name. Hasha, we thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
That, Holy
Ghost. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Hallelujah.
For all that is present at this time, precious woman of God, and all the team in this ministry, we thank you for your obedience. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Mm. Always
oh,
from
God.
New Sister Renita.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
I'm here.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That word was good. That
Amen.
Word was
Somebody
good
pray.
For me. That was me.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
That was me. That was me. That was me.
Mm.
I needed to be
Hello.
Rebooted.
Because
I'm
right.
going through some stuff right now, and I don't know what to do. Lord, the Lord is silent. I'm like, oh, my God, Jesus, help me.
Hallelujah,
I'm
hallelujah. Refresh your
signal.
Hallelujah,
me.
Hallelujah. Let him bless you.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But I needed that word. I thank you. Yeah, I'm supposed to be on here.
All right. You're in the right
mm-hmm.
place.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you, dear God. Hallelujah.
Okay, we're going to Minister William Carwell.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
You
know,
God
bless you. You know, you said something when you started out. You said that something was wrong with the ministers when he walks out of his house. There might be something wrong in his house. There might be something wrong in his marriage. There might be something wrong in his church. Might be something wrong in his life because he caused something to happen.
My Lord.
I'm just driving around listening to you, man of God. And,
yes, sir.
I sense the healing from that word. You went to Psalms 121, and it's his promises heal.
Yes, sir.
He says, I look unto the hills, which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He says, the sun won't harm you, and it won't
come on, come
you.
On.
Huh.
Thank you, Lord.
So when you said to go and read, I started to read 2 Corinthians. When Paul said in verse chapter 6 and 7 that he was telling and he was wanting the Corinthian church to come out from among them, be separate.
Yes,
and he said the promises of the Lord are sure. And that, hallelujah.
My he says, God, having my these, God, my God.
These promises, he says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the
yes,
fear
sir.
Of
Hallelujah.
God. He
Hallelujah.
Said, if you come out from among them, you're going to be received by God.
Yes, sir.
And there's
yes,
no
sir.
Greater
yes,
place
sir.
To be than be with God. Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
You preach today. You always bless me. Pastor, you
God
always
bless.
Bless me. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Keep
sound like somebody
God.
Over there refreshing his signal. Thank you.
Yes.
I am
refreshed. I am refreshed.
All right.
I'm rebooted. God
All
bless
right.
you. God bless you.
All right, Holy Ghost.
Love the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Look what the ropes do. Whatever you bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. Y'all ropes stronger now. Hallelujah. That strong man gone. Hallelujah. It's different when he leave the house. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen,
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, we got, I think, I'm looking. I say, oh, I thought it was boring, but they love it. That's it, I think, for now.
All right.
But it was quite a few on the line. And, you know, they probably had to go tender, but they got the bulk of it. They stayed on long as they could, so you went to close out. But,
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It all. He sees us all. He knows what we're doing, and he always sent a word for us to get it right.
And hallelujah, Lord.
Lord have mercy. Minister Democrat done preached today. The Lord take you higher, higher with the anointing, like the prophet is spoke over your life. So what
Hallelujah.
Can I? Whew, I'm refreshed.
Thank you, Lord.
So that's all I can say. I get it all, you know, from you. You've been on this
all
line
right.
a long, quite a while. The Lord led you to this line. Now this was
yes,
one of
God.
And he sure led you to this chat room then on the switchboard. So I say,
all
Lord,
right now.
Because he's kingdom dwelling worker. And he
Hallelujah.
Preaches and teaches what does say the Lord say. So with
yes,
that, I'm so glad I'm on the line to hear the Lord saying, if you ain't got it right, get it right.
All right.
So got that
Amen.
Rope. I'm going to take my rope and tie it some more.
Thank you. That's right.
You done been silly here today. But anyway, I'm going to go back to Pastor Bernard.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank
bless
you all.
The Democrat. Evangelist Bernard.
And amen. I tell you, that was a word today. You know, shut me down. I'm speechless today. That was a word. So
Hallelujah.
Absorbing everything that was ministered today, it was certainly a word. Reboot. Refresh.
Wonderful
recall.
Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. So I'm just thankful for you. Thank God for that word on today. Tomorrow, Pastor Miracle will be on the line with us. So invite someone to come in, to call in and tune in on the line. Thank God for the woman of God being with us today. I forgot her name. What is her name, Sister Ruth?
Prophetess Lola. She's from New Jersey.
Okay, God bless you, woman of God. Thank God for tuning in. Thank God for all of those that was on the line today. Some dropped off early. We bless the Lord. Thank God for the man of God. We just ask the Lord to continue to strengthen you and keep you and continue to bless you in all of your endeavors and everything that you poured out to the body of Christ and to even those that may not be in the body. They have been encouraged today with that word. We invite you to tune in. You can go to YouTube and listen to these clips. You can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, or you can listen on blogtalkradio.com. Amen. And you can listen to these messages in their entirety. They are on the line. Amen. You don't have to worry about them being erased or anything. They're there for you to be able to be blessed with the word. Amen. So we thank God for that. Again, we want to remind everyone to please be mindful and continue to pray for us for this citywide crusade and the ministry launch on September the 4th through the 6th. Amen. If you're friends with us on Facebook, you can see the announcements. Amen. If you're on Twitter, you can also see it. And if you're on our ministry page, you can also see those announcements. So we thank God for that. Amen. We're going to give it back into the hands of Minister Democrat, where he can have the final remarks and he can also close us out with the word of prayer. Again, thank God for Sister Renita joining us. I thank God that, you know, this word was a nourishment for her also. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God, we thank and praise God. Amen. For everybody that's tuned in and those who will tune in later, amen, amen. God just wants us to refresh our signal sometime. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We done got so used to the fastness of life that we got to reattach sometimes. Sometimes you get these viruses, like they come on your computer, amen, of God, wherein you got these ads popping up and you can't focus. Amen. That's when it's time to reboot. Ain't no harm done. Amen, and calling on Jesus. Ain't no harm done calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. So we're going to speak that back into your life, and we begin to pray, amen, those that are listening right now, amen, that you rebooted, amen, to God. And God done gave you something. He done gave you a word when you was reading. Amen. While you was praying, he done gave you a rhema. We're going to pray, amen, to God, that you share that. The word not just for yourself, but share it. Amen. 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 Take it. Tell somebody else. Amen, amen, and God, if they find themselves going through a situation to reboot, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even now, oh God, hallelujah, God, those under the sound of my voice right now, God, hallelujah, God, go in their home, their car, God, hallelujah, go into their life, God, their situation, go into their midst. You said, oh God, two or three, oh God, to touch and agree in anything, amen, I will be in the midst. Go in the midst of whatever they're going through right now, God. I don't know what their midst is looking like. Oh, God, but you know what the midst is at jobs, at homes, in congregations. God, in the body, go in the midst right now as we are praying, God. As we are touching and agreeing with our brothers and our sisters, oh, God. Amen. Every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, every intercessor, oh God, every apostle, God, go in the midst right now, God. Oh God, those that are listening, oh God, that is going to tune in and hear this message, God, as they are listening, God, hallelujah, God, amen, God, begin to move on them that they can recall your goodness, God, that they can recall your faithfulness, that they can attach to you, God, that they can, oh God, touch you, plug in. Amen, from this message, amen, that it would fall on good ground. Those that are listening, God, those, oh God, that have situations, God, amen, before they call in, oh God, we pray from this prayer, God. Oh God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God, hallelujah, that they will be the priest in that house.
Oh God,
hallelujah, that they will be the one, amen, of God, the head and not the tale. We speak this over their life, oh God, whatever city they in, God, whatever state they in, whatever position they find themselves in right now, God, whatever state they in right now, God, hallelujah. If it's a stack of late, a lack, oh God, hallelujah, you just said don't get used to it, God. I speak that word creative maladjustment, God. Don't let them get used to lack, God. Don't let them get used to pain, God. Ask that you move it. Oh, God, don't let them get used to drama. If drama's in the house, if drama's in the congregation, I ask that you move it. Amen. Make them be a resistor to it, that they are no God that is going to move it. They don't get used to it, God, and make provisions for it. Oh, God, but they, oh, God, they will get a song. Oh, God, that they will get a praise. Amen. That carry them through that mist. We speak this in their life right now, God. Oh, God, from calling this line tomorrow, God. Oh, God, get in the word, God. Bless that pastor, God. Oh, God, send Rhema. Oh, God, even now, God. Hallelujah. We begin to recall. I'm recalling right now, God, your angels, God. Oh, God, let them stand guard on this line. Oh, God, until tomorrow, God. Oh, God, and then, oh, God, send the Rhema angels, God. Oh, God, as a woman of God begin to speak, oh, God, that you can release them, oh, God. Her words, oh, God, to be blessed, that there will be an angel attached to the words that come out of her mouth, oh, God, and that they will find somebody, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that they will affect, amen, whatever life needs to be affected, God. We speak that over their life, the pastor of this line, God. Cover, God. Even now, God, there will be no backlash, God. There will be no retaliation, God, for the seeds that she has sown in this ministry, God. God bless her wherever her feet touch, God. Wherever city her feet touch, God. Oh, God, whatever building where she walked, God. Oh, God, may her angels walk with her, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, that her foot, oh, God. Oh, God, her steps will be ordered by you. We speak this prayer even now, God, the armor bearer, God, of this line, God. Amen, Sister Ruby Larry, God. Oh, God, continue, oh, God, hallelujah, to sharpen her bows and arrows, God. Oh, God, as she goes into warfare for the line, God. Oh, God, running out the plan that she do that we don't know of. Oh, God, the people that she cover, God. Oh, God, we pray that this prayer, God, you hold up all the armor bearers of all the ministries, God. Oh, God, in the prayer line on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Cover, oh, God. Amen, amen. Providence Davis, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that the souls will call in that line, God, and that they will be blessed, and that they will get a word, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, not by power, nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit, do a thing, oh, God. Oh, God, in this broadcast, let it be blessed, oh, God, that who's ever listening, God, that they will share it, God, that they will reboot, and that they will refresh their signal. We speak this in Jesus' name, and somebody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless your name, God.
Love you today, Jesus.
Deliverance.
Hallelujah.
There's been deliverance today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody got a word today, God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody ain't had to run today, God. The Bible said, resist the devil, he will flee.
Yes.
Even some devils that ran out of some houses, God. Hallelujah. Some devils that ran out of some ministries, God. Some devils that ran out of some assignments, God. They done left. They done went AWOL. They absent without leave. They left. They said, I can't stay here no more. It's too much power on this line. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, God. I thank God for the ropes. Amen. For the saints of God that ain't afraid to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. For those who pray for the word today. I thank God for them, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh,
we bless your name, God. We bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hopping on. Hallelujah. That's what God is
doing. Amen.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
That's what God do. That's what God
hallelujah.
Do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you begin to bless him, hallelujah, he begin to bless
amen.
Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, wonderful. Hallelujah. God, wonderful. Hallelujah. Wonderful. God, wonderful. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my guide. And whatever I need now, the Lord will provide. And praise my God's name now. He's so wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
I know he is wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise my Lord's name now. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. I'll call you liberal.
God bless. God is real by my Wyman that was on that broadcast. Okay, we're closing out.
Great strength, everyone. God bless you.